AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Another funeral set for today for DePayne Militant Doctor, one of the nine people killed in the shooting inside Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. Yesterday, the Reverend Jesse Jackson spoke at the funerals for Susie Jackson and her nephew, Tawanza Sanders, the longtime civil rights leader, talking about how the tragedy is leading to a new light.
Light, hope, and new possibilities. Been trying to get the flag down for a lot of years. Many marchings, many protests, but somehow there's power in the blood.
In Montgomery, Alabama, hundreds of people rally at the state capitol demanding that the Confederate battle flag fly again over a memorial on the Capitol grounds. Organizer Mike Williams says his heritage is threatened.
We wanted this to be an event for all groups, all Southerners, to express what has went on this week with the flag of Alabama, the Confederate flag, and all the other flags of the Confederacy coming down.
Last week, Alabama Governor Robert Bentley ordered all the flags taken down from the memorial. Close to 420 people are hospitalized, more than 180 in intensive care, with serious burns after fire spread through a crowd during a music party at a Taiwan water park. Investigators say the fire was sparked by an accidental explosion of a colored theatrical powder, which had been thrown from the stage in front of about 1,000 people. The powder, for some reason, ignited along the ground, mainly burning people's lower bodies. Lines are long at ATMs across Greece as people pull their money out as the nation's financial crisis deepens. Other Eurozone members are not happy that the government in Athens has called a referendum on the latest bailout proposal, asking voters to reject the plan. This is AP Radio News. A bystander has been wounded in a shooting following a gay pride event in San Francisco. Shots during an argument between several young men scattering the crowd. Police officer Carlos Manfredi.
He was only struck in the arm. He is in stable condition. He will make a full recovery.
The Grateful Dead's final gigs.
The four surviving members of the Grateful Dead launched their Fare Thee Well tour, the band's last night in Northern California.
Everyone was really rupee. Happy to be there.
Andrew Adishak drove 6 hours from Los Angeles to attend the first of the Dead's final five gigs.
It's great to see how much the band was enjoying themselves.
The lifelong Deadhead says he hopes to make tonight's second show in Santa Clara, plus next weekend's finishing three in Chicago, for a total of 41 Grateful Dead concerts.
It's a shame there's only four more shows.
I'm Matt Small.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.